come here. Wealth can be, well, to put it frankly, such a sometimes. Seems like love that lasts forever, it's kinda hard to find.
Most of the people we know just looking for a reason to cry. But as long as you got me, I got your back, and this is why.
You work so hard, you really do. I don't think that anyone could work as hard as you. You can lock the door,
lock the door.
Better turn off your phone.
Turn off your phone.
I'm gonna give you a thousand reasons why we need to be alone.
And lace. I wanna kiss you all over your face. I wanna love you all up and down. Give you love like you never had. Blindfold, guide you bound. I wanna love you, baby, one time, two time, three time. Kisses. You come back home, baby.
Love you up and love you down. Give you love till you make them sound.
Welcome to the Sunday, and I'm just double checking here. You know, just want to make sure everything is everything before we get rolling. I was just playing some songs I like from my external hard drive, and I was hoping to be able to get here early enough to get familiar with this machine and get some songs set up that would play, as well as some old archival shows of Waking Up, and not able to do that, so we'll be B.B. King Christmas after Waking Up. Welcome to the Sunday, December 25th, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, and today we discuss the work of Prince, The Rainbow Children, which we've been listening to in segments, and today we're going to talk about the whole. In future shows, we will probably try to unpack individual parts of it because it is too big and complex to do justice to it in just one show. Sisters and brothers, in copying and pasting one of my existing web pages, in order to post a new page devoted to Prince's The Rainbow Children, I found severe corruption of the HTML code. Punctuation marks, like inverted commas and blank spaces, were substituted with symbols that looked Greek to me. So I cleaned up that code for this page. The page I was borrowing from is called Bentham's Strategic Verities, and I have left that information at the bottom of this page, which is now the Rainbow Children, since I'm assuming. I don't know exactly what may have been the problems with the original page, but thought I would just leave it there for now. I'm not able to go back and check all of my nascent pages because of the degree of the EMF assault on me, but I'm assuming they are all corrupted. I really wish that weren't the case, but this is a war of attrition on the truth. And we just need a lot more folk involved in the righteous cause of returning us to our freedom. In what would have been our December 18th show, last week's show, our Bill Gates raids UC coffers, UC system coffers to sink Nikola Tesla show, but is now our next week's show, January 1, 2017, we said that our core psychic difficulty getting through this miasma of sadness called the forced divisions of class, the normalized betrayal, violation of our inherent oneness, the false impositions of hardship, the pretense that there are insufficient resources for all, is that we're all alone. When there's no one with whom to share our true burden, the abuse we experience under class, we are psychically, utterly alone. Prince provides the antidote, the solution, the overdue bill and directions to the exit to the anti-human system called class. All of us, to varying degrees, bear the injuries, the sadness of class. All of us, to some degree, are sad that the world isn't what we thought it would be, wanted it to be, expected it to be, as Prince says in the song Dreamer, expected so much more from a loving society when we came. And what a gift Prince is for voicing this thick, chronic disappointment that is never spoken and which manifests as unexplained sadness. For most of us, at some point, this sadness becomes conscious, because at some point, it can't be avoided that what we are born into is anti-human. And once we recognize this, we become conscious that we cannot fit into it. For us, Prince wrote what I hear as a hymn to convene us, Strays of the World. And on the website page, The Rainbow Children, you can listen to that song. And a key discussion related to this would be a discussion of Prince's film, Graffiti Bridge. And I really hope to one day explore this film with all of you. I'd really love that opportunity. In what was originally the last week's show, December 18, but had to be postponed to our January 1 show due to this non-functioning computer I've been referring to, I urged folks to check out this film, Graffiti Bridge, and here in the Bay Area to check out Morris Day and The Time, who are featured in Graffiti Bridge, and for that matter in Purple Rain as well. They are coming to the Bay Area on March 25th, 2017, and I'll be giving the details of that next week. Because while I believe that in Graffiti Bridge, Prince is expressing his personal dilemma of being assaulted, made unhappy by a double barrage of agents and EMF, electromagnetic force weapons, that he cannot talk about. Folks who are getting assaulted secretly, because it is an invisible assault, either they don't know the source of their trouble, of their physical distress, or because there has been no discussion of it and they don't know about Nikola Tesla's invention of it, it is not something that they can openly discuss, because it targets you again for ridicule, because it hasn't been legitimated, the whole conversation. We have to change that. It's really important. Otherwise, we are going to be derailed consistently by this tactic. Anyway, he could not talk about it without getting undermined. And that's one of the aspects of this particular weapon they really, I'm sure, get off on. And the fact that he can't talk about it, I think, explains his larger interest in the film Batman, larger than that single scene, we mentioned in our Waking Up radio show of May 29, 2016, in which the Jack Nicholson character serves as a great metaphor for these Plato's tribesmen, modern version, the current iteration of Plato's tribesmen, of these fully functioning, delusionally self-identified homicidal artists. Because while I believe that in Graffiti Bridge, he's expressing his personal dilemma of being assaulted, made unhappy by this barrage of EMF and agents, and that that explains his larger attraction to the film Batman and the scenes which pay homage to it in Graffiti Bridge, he has a secret he cannot share, the character Batman, which makes him utterly alone. I also believe, however, that Prince is expressing the dilemma of all of us underclass of being subject to a hidden assault, hidden power, the abusiveness of an utterly false world constructed by utterly false folks who force the relinquishment of our true selves, a hidden assault that we can't talk about until we change that, as with the hidden assault of EMF. Prince's is just a larger than life and much more conscious version of the dilemma we all have experienced being born into this system in which the true source of our distress has been silenced. And it's almost as if Prince's dilemma is for us to solve, both because he couldn't and because it is for us to grow up. That in speaking out about our hidden assault, we resolve his as we resolve our own.